Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Look at all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And Big Shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. APP. What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolinas on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Really sunny and bright outside. Yeah, not really.
Nope.
Sun's already going down. But welcome to the show today. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me today on Periscope is BBB, beautiful Big Shot.
Oh, that's what it stands for? What is it?
It's just triple B or whatever. Nah, they tried to add the beautiful to it like I'm some kind of freaking pretty boy. Ain't no pretty boy over here, man. That's why I got my face blocked by the mic stand right here, as you
is
can
it
see.
Still blocked?
It's still blocked. Maybe I just need to move back over
move
this
over
way,
this
a, little
way
bit.
A little bit.
I move this way. I'm still blocked. So let's move. I don't know, man.
It's perfect. You're right in the center. Dude, at least I'm not. At least you ain't like me, cut
it's,
out.
It's a delayed reaction. You're right there. I can see you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. I guess it looks different than whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, it's all right. But anyway, you're on Periscope, man. Be happy. All our Periscopians who say the Cowboys stink isn't true. But anyway, join us today is also Kai. He's back again.
I need a name.
I know. We got
Kai. I need a name. That's my name.
Kai. I need a name.
I need a name. I need a cool name.
I'll figure out a cool nickname for you. Okay, I'll have to think about it. You know, if you're on Periscope or if you listen to the show, tweet us on the show. What should Kai's nickname be?
I mean, something.
You know, tweet us at BSS Carolinas and we'll see what people say. We have to share that on Facebook. That'll be our question of the week. What should Kai's name be?
My fellow Periscopians, I love y'all.
That's right. We talked about our top fantasy player of the week. Top three, bottom three. Now let's get into the games this week. The first game is the battle of the two ugliest color rush uniforms in the NFL. It is the Tennessee Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars, the most disappointing team this year so far.
Not a surprise to me. I knew they were going to suck again.
I thought they were going to be pretty better than
I thought they were going to be the class of this division.
That's what I thought, too.
I thought they would be 4-2 right now, at least.
Don't drink that, Jaguars.
Well, there's two games they should have won. Week one against Green Bay, for one.
But if you look at their standings, they are not out of it. The Texans aren't running away and hiding from anywhere.
That's the
Colts
AFC
are right in there.
And if I'm anybody in that division that's not in Houston, I'm looking at Brock Osweiler and saying, we'll catch them. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You know.
We ain't got to worry about him at all. He pulled out a win against Indianapolis because Indianapolis' defense is just awful. But when you go play a real defense,
so
9 points.
There hasn't been a warrant for his arrest yet, Brock Osweiler?
No.
Oh, there was GoFundMe
for stealing $72 million?
No. We are going to talk about that. Dude, that hell my dummy is a
man.
Week.
He's an idiot. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
But who you got tonight, Titans or Jags?
I got Tennessee tonight, man, at home off a tough loss, a surprising loss to me last week. At home, short week, I think Mariota and DeMarco Murray each have big games, each have a rushing touchdown. Let's go 30-20, Tennessee.
Oh, my turn? Okay. Mm-hmm. Do I have to pick? I mean, Jesus.
You got to pick one.
Do I have to pick this game? I might be watching NBA basketball instead of this game, honestly.
There are some good games tonight.
But okay. Tennessee. The DeMarco Murray factor alone, Tennessee. 17-10, Tennessee.
I like the score because usually when these two teams play in Tennessee, it's a low-scoring game. They usually don't. So if you're looking for a lot of offense tonight, you
won't
see it.
It won't
not these two teams.
Not the way Borders is playing, because Borders is capable, man. He has those receivers. He has those two receivers that are pretty good. That's why I think it's just such a disappointment, especially in that weak division.
They're 2-4. They're last in the division right now. It's a surprise because
2-4. But how many games out?
A game.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's my point.
I mean, the leader's two games out because the leader's 4-3. But second place is 3-4.
Right.
So you're right there tied with second. But going to this game, man, look for Chris Ivory to have a good game. I think he'll be the lead back tonight because Yeldon's not really stepped out and took the job away from him.
Right.
I think Tennessee wins in an ugly, close game because Thursday night football is not ever good. It's not.
You think they should do away with it?
Absolutely.
You think?
I think it should be Friday night.
Triple B, you don't think so?
No. Friday night is for the high school kids, man. Don't take Friday night from the high schoolers.
The reason I think they should take it away is because, listen, these teams don't get but one day of practice before Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You get a day off, then you got practice. Then you're doing the walkthrough. And these games have been ugly every single year.
And you've been and
there's not been a good game yet.
And you're coming off of just playing on Sunday too. Still kind of beat up. Still kind of
right
sore. I mean, yeah.
Why not do it Saturday night then? I know college football's got Saturday night.
College football
games.
Has
yeah,
but dude,
right, man.
Why not do it Saturday night? The Thursday night games are just so bad.
And now
we got to figure out something else.
I mean, the NFL wants their product on TV, so mm-hmm. the Thursday night games are not going anywhere. People are still watching. They're still getting 9-10% of the ratings, which is down for them. So it is what it is. The over-under is 43.5 if you're betting tonight, and the Tennessee Titans are a 3-point home favorite.
All right. Moving to the next game is the Sunday morning game in London. The Redskins at Redskins and Bengals playing in London at 9:30 a.m. So make sure you set your lineup because I got AJ Green and I have Jordan Reed if he plays. He is traveling with them.
He is traveling.
Supposedly, Matt Jones will not be playing because he missed practice again. So look for Chris Thompson to play the Redskins back up to play a lot. Who you got between Redskins and Bengals or the racial slurs?
This is a tough one to pick, man, because Cincinnati's defense has not been good at all. They were lucky enough to play the Browns, in which they almost relinquished the lead last week against the Browns. I'm going to take Washington. I hate these London games. You talk about a game that needs to go away. The London game.
I agree with that one.
It damn sure does.
9:30 in the freaking morning. Yeah. And I work third shift Saturday night. I come home 5-6 in the morning. It's tough for me to wake up, and I got to make sure I set my lineup. And it's not good football. Last week, 17-10, Case Keenum looked abysmal. He looked like a JV player out there. Eli Manning wasn't any better. He wasn't lighting up anybody. We'll take Washington just because they have more offensive weapons than the Cincinnati Bengals do, and I think they'll be able to keep the running game for Cincinnati in check. 20-17.
I like Washington's game too. My score in that one, 23-14. I don't believe in Andy Dalton. The Bengals have been another major disappointment. I don't believe in Marvin Lewis. I thought he should have been fired last year. I mean, he's been, what, how long has he been coaching? 12 years? He's been there 12 years. 7 playoff appearances, 0 wins.
He is the black Jeff Fisher.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, because both of them don't win.
At least Marvin Lewis is above 500.
Well, you know what? But you know what?
Is Jeff Fisher.
Jeff Fisher ain't
his
been 500.
His overall record is above 500.
But you know the one thing about Jeff Fisher, though? He beats Seattle all the time.
Yeah. he knows how
and
to
beat Seattle. And that's what keeps his job, I think.
I guess so, but he should be gone.
No, he's horrible.
Because and he should be gone just for this reason. Case Keenum throws four picks, and right after the game, he's going to go with Case Keenum again. When is Jared Goff going to play? He's not this year.
I said maybe season week 8, week 9, but
wasn't he the number one pick, though?
Yes, I mean, he was.
They need to put him in there. Yeah. I think the fans.
Isn't it about time we see what he has? Isn't it about time we see what he has?
You won't see him at all this year, I don't think. The only way you will see him this year is if the owner says, hey, you need to play Jared Goff. That's who we drafted. You need to play him.
Yeah.
And as an owner of that team, I would go tell him, you need to play him. I don't care about Case Keenum. You don't play him ever again.
Boy, I swear Jeff Fisher has 9 lives up in that franchise. Yep. My God.
I'm going to go with the Bengals. I'm going to go opposite. A.J. Green last week. Oh, my God. I know you're playing Cleveland, but A.J., did you see the catch in the end zone? Mm-hmm. Had a huge game. It's going to be the same way. This week, Josh Norman is supposed to play, but he's in concussion protocol. So, who knows if he'll play. Jordan Reed, we still don't know if he'll play. Matt Jones won't play. And Kirk Cousins playing at 9:30 in the morning. Oh, you think Case Keenum threw picks? This guy's going to throw at least 3 or 4.
He's so inconsistent, yeah, man.
So I'll go with Cincinnati. I think the running game of Cincinnati is better. Jimmy Hill had a huge game last week for the Bengals. Gio had a good game. Yeah, I know they play Cleveland, but the Redskins aren't that better on defense. I'm going to go with the Bengals. I do think it'll be an ugly game, 24-14. It's going to be an ugly game, though. Next game, the 4-1-1 Seahawks. I hate saying ties in football. Yeah. At the Saints. Who you got?
4-1-1 Seahawks at the Saints. I'm taking the Hawks, man. The Saints can't stop nobody. I see Jimmy Graham having 100 yards and a touch easy this week. Russell Wilson doesn't have to move much. 30-17.
I think Seattle. I'm going with Seattle. I think their offense steps it up another notch after this tie. I think they're going to be a little hungry to score after that embarrassing performance by the offense last week. And New Orleans, they can't. Man, they can't stop a nosebleed. Man, I mean, their defense is awful. So, Seattle. 31-13 over the Saints.
Seattle only a 2.5-point favorite. The over under 47.5. I think they should go over.
I think they go way over.
I'm gonna go with Seattle. I'm gonna tell you another player you want to play this week. Jimmy Graham is playing in New Orleans again this week. Look for him to have at least 2 touchdowns. They're going to try to get him the ball. And the offense had 6 points last week. All right, now you're playing the worst defense, one of the worst defense in the NFL. You should at least score 35. I see them winning 35-14 because I don't see the Saints scoring a lot. But play Jimmy Graham. And the Seahawks released CJ Spiller.
I saw that, yeah.
So CJ's done. He's done again.
Career over. I think he's done, man.
Moving to the next game, the Chiefs at the Colts. Who you got?
Chiefs at the Colts. I am taking the Chiefs. Chiefs a 3-point favorite. 50 is the over-under. Chiefs should handle business. 27-23.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I'm going with the Chiefs, but believe it or not, I think it's going to be the Chiefs in a shootout. I know shootout and Alex Smith don't fall into the same sentence, but I think it's going to be a repeat of that playoff game they had. Because the Colts can't stop anyone. And I think the Chiefs are going to put up a lot of points. Which I think the Colts are too, though. So I'm thinking 42-38 Chiefs.
That's good. I was going to say 41. It's going to be 45-41. I'll go a little bit higher.
Man, those are college football scores yeah. there.
It's going to be like it's a college football game. Catching Kelce will catch at least 2 touchdowns. By the way, I unfortunately got to see a glimpse of his dating TV show. Kelce. Well, no, it came on before total Bellas.
Well, we had some. So, he has some like dating show or something.
Yeah,
right?
It's a dating show. Yeah, I what? And I, every time I see it or when I see a clip of it, I feel so disgusted that even
what is it called? Like the what is it? What
it's Catching Kelsey.
Catching Kelsey. Oh, okay.
And but the it's so bad. Anyway, the next game we'll talk about, the Raiders at the Bucks. The Raiders are 4-0 on the road.
The line is even right now. I think the over-under was like 50. Wow. The Buccaneers, over-under is 49, I'm sorry, but the line is even. The Buccaneers are one of those teams, 1 week they'll be the good team, and the next week they lose
badly.
Yeah, they are so tricky to figure out, man. I will take the Buccaneers at home 36-34. I think Aguayo misses an extra point, but he comes in and makes a short field goal and gives them a win.
He's been missing extra points in practice, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, y'all wasted a second-round pick.
So unlike a Seminole, so unbecoming of one.
Who you got?
As much as I hate to go against my boy Jameis, I'm going to go with Oakland this time around. 34-21.
You talk about another shootout. This is probably be the shootout today. Jameis and Mike Evans against Derek Carr and Amari Cooper. This is probably the best wide receiver, second best wide receiver quarterback combo of the weekend. Dallas and Philly will be the best. I'm gonna say it's gonna be Oakland. I'm going with Oakland. They're on the road. They're 4-0 on the road. They don't lose road games right now. So I'm going to go with Oakland at 34-31. The next game, the Patriots at the Bills. Anybody going against the Patriots?
Nope.
Okay. Let's just go.
Tom Brady throws about 400 that game.
Yes, I'm telling you. Gronk will have 2 touchdowns. Oh. Bennett will have 2.
No belief in the Bills. Did the Bills get the season sweep over the Patriots?
They did win earlier, didn't they?
Yeah, the Patriots only lost is to the Bills. I know the Patriots are.
That was before Brady came back.
Yeah, that was the game right before Brady.
Yeah, Brady's going to make sure he puts a big old goose egg on that game.
Harry has 1,000 yards receiving.
I know, 15 touchdowns, mm-hmm. right? Already. He missed. Is it possible he wins the MVP right now?
I think.
He missed 4 games?
It's not only that he missed 4 games, it's that he was suspended for 4 games. That might go against him. That's the only thing I
mean,
can see,
but there's no
him.
Clear-cut favorite right now. Like, there's no, votes.
It was Matt Ryan 3 weeks ago.
And then he's last 2 games.
Right. Yeah.
Winning is everything, man.
Mm-hmm.
The only other one I can see to even catch Tom Brady might be Dak, be Zeke.
You know who else they're talking about? And it's kind of crazy. But Matt Stafford.
Oh, hell yeah. Matt Stafford.
Oh, yeah. No, he's
had a great season. I know. But I got him on my fantasy.
Their problem is they're 4-3. I don't see them being
right.
much above 500 the rest of the season. That's the only problem with them. Do you have anybody else that can beat Tom Brady beside Matt Stafford?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron?
He can get hot, man.
He can, but
and they are. Well, they have no running game, which means 40-plus attempts every game for Aaron Rodgers.
Remember 2010 when he pretty much carried that team?
And we know they like giving that man the MVP.
No offense, they're better when he throws the ball a lot anyway.
Yeah.
He gets a juicy matchup this weekend with the Falcons.
Yep. The next game, the sleeper game of the weekend, the Jets and the Browns.
Really?
Is anybody going to Jets?
I am.
By default, I guess, yeah.
Are you really?
I'm going to go with the doo-doo Browns this week. I am going with them to beat the Jets. The Jets are a garbage fire. All right. First of all, Ryan Fitzpatrick. I don't have the trust and loyalty of the GM, coach, and owner. Yes, you don't. You're exactly right. Because you're garbage. It makes me so frustrated. And you're from Harvard. I figure you're a little bit smarter than to say what you said.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everybody I heard that has listened to him say that is like, what?
Not one person agreed with him. Not one person.
Because you've never had more than one good season.
That's right.
So I'm going to go to the Browns because they get – you said McClown's playing or –
McClown is playing.
Cody's playing.
It's McClown. The Jets are a 3-point favorite.
I'm going to go with McClown.
43.5 over under.
I think McClown wins. Listen, McClown see is what you rusty. Want. Terrell Pryor is a been a good number one receiver since Gordon is not coming back to the Browns. That 34 running back's been good. I can't remember who it is. Isaiah Crowell. He's been good. You know, they need a win, man. And this is the only chance they got of a win all season. This is their best chance. And you just had the World Series in town. And you just raised a banner in Cleveland. So I'm going all in on Cleveland for 1 week.
All right.
The Browns beat the Jets in a in a disaster game for the Jets. They will have to play Austin Petty. Bryce Petty.
Why are you trying to make me nervous about playing Ryan Fitzpatrick this weekend?
You playing? I would not play Pittsburgh unless I had to. There's no way I would ever start him.
I don't trust Andy Dalton this weekend in London, and the Lions trust him more than a tough matchup that one. In Houston this weekend.
A tough matchup against who?
And they are in Houston.
I know, but that defense in Houston ain't the same without J.J. Watt, even though – You know
they play better at home, man.
All right,
staying with Houston for a minute. Is it safe to call Jadeveon Clowney a bust yet? Is it safe?
He
yet?
Had a monster game Monday night. He's had a really good season. It's just
I think we're a year away from calling him a bust.
Okay,
we need to give him
a nice bounce back season.
I didn't know if it was safe yet.
Speaking of the Texans, Lions at Texans. We were talking about who you got.
Houston 2.5-point favorite. I got the Texans at home. The Lions don't have a running game, man, and their receivers are okay. And I guess Golden Tate is trying to find his way now.
Golden Tate last 2 weeks.
But Houston's pass rush at home is so much better than their pass rush on the road. I see Houston's defense playing better this week, especially after what happened to them Monday night and being embarrassed like that, man. That they got ran all over. Trevor Siemian did what he wanted to with the football to his receivers. The Texans played well, and they win just 23-17.
I like that score, actually. I'm going to go with that score, too, but I'm going to go with a different winner, Detroit, as much as I hate to do it. But even though Detroit doesn't have that running game, I like Matthew Stafford slinging the ball around the field anyway. I think he's better. I think they're better when he's doing that. Me, personally, without a running game, when he's throwing it all over the place, spreading it around to those receivers, and the loss of Megatron also has kind of helped them. Believe it or not, I can't believe I'm saying this.
They are better without Megatron.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm saying this.
Because he doesn't have to force it to a receiver. Right. It's the same thing Cam.
The same thing with Cam.
You know, Benjamin, last year, right. He didn't have to force it. Same thing with Dak right now. Without Dez, you ain't got to force
it. Right.
And you can just – but I think with Detroit, they have a good wide receiving core. They actually do. You know, Marvin Jones has been good. Of course, Golden Tate's come on the last 2 weeks. They finally worked him into the offense. Now if they can get Eric Ebron to stay healthy, they would be a very dangerous team.
He's supposed to play. Him and Theo Riddick are supposed to play this weekend.
Good. I'm going to go with the Lions. I think the Lions will win the game as well, 24-21. Can we please get Will Fuller the ball? Yeah. This guy was dang great the first couple weeks. The last 2 weeks, they didn't even throw him the ball.
He was out 2 weeks ago and last week, Denver.
And that's why I picked Detroit, because I don't trust the thief. The thief is in Brock Osweiler.
He wins home games.
He should be arrested. He should be arrested for stealing that money.
I agree. The best Halloween so far costume I've seen is Brock Osweiler,
the garbage can. Yeah, the garbage.
That was awesome. The next game, the Chargers at the Broncos. Remember, the Chargers beat the Broncos a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, in San Diego on a short
and no CJ Anderson. Gary Kubiak wasn't there as well for that game.
The Broncos in Mile High are a totally different team. Nobody goes in there and beats them. The Chargers don't go in there and beat them, and this is not going to change on Sunday. Broncos 27, Chargers 14.
All right.
Broncos and Chargers. Man, the Chargers are playing great these past few weeks, man. They're definitely better than that 3-4 record. I think I like the Chargers in this game. I'm going to go with the Chargers. I think Phillip Rivers takes control of that offense and the Broncos defense, and they win that game.
You got Chargers beating them, Broncos.
I got Chargers beating them. 28-14.
I can see that. I mean, I can really go with that. I mean, because it scares me they're not with C.J. Anderson. Mm-hmm. And you're playing Booker, who fumbles the ball a lot. And the way Melvin Gordon's been playing.
You're playing the champs in their building. With the best pass rusher, the best secondary in the league.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with the Chargers because I don't trust Denver anymore, man. Not with Trevor playing quarterback. I haven't seen it. He played really good the first couple weeks. He's not played really that good the last couple weeks. And you have to – and say what you want, Denver's – or San Diego's defense is number one or two against the rush.
I think it's two.
It's number two against the rush. They do not get beat with people running the ball. Do you see the stop on fourth and one against Atlanta?
Yeah.
Twice. I mean, I like the Chargers defense. Bosa looks great, man. I'm going to go to Chargers and their defense. I think Denver are have some turnovers.
Everybody's always down on Rivers, too. I like Rivers,
yeah,
man.
I love Rivers.
Yeah.
NC State.
Oh, yeah.
Packers at Falcons. Shootout.
Falcons return home after a couple long road journey, 2 weeks on the West Coast. Packers coming off a 10-day rest. I like the Falcons at home, man. If you can't run the ball against the Falcons, you are in trouble. The Falcons have pretty good corners out there. Their secondary is pretty good, man. I mean, I know Trevor Williams got them last week. But I think the Falcons will make enough noise and do enough to win at home. 30-27.
Why are you going to Falcons?
I'm taking the Dirty Birds.
I'm going with the Falcons for two reasons. One, if they win their game, they're more of a game up on the Panthers to get away with that division. And my total disdain for Green Bay. There's no franchise in sports I hate more than them. So I'm going with the Panthers to bounce back from that, to me, upset. Kind of an upset, right? Would you call it upset last week?
San Diego?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You were playing at home, too.
And at home, yeah.
And listen, real fast, Dan Quinn been getting a lot of heat for going for it on fourth and one on their own territory. Mm-hmm. Listen, I believe if you can't get a fourth and one situation, you can't get a first down, you don't deserve to win a game. All right? I can totally get why he went for it on fourth and one. They should have got it on third and one, not fourth and one. But to me, in a situation like that, I'm trying to get the ball to the best player on the field. And they have a guy named Julio Jones, yep, number 11. I'm throwing it to Julio on
best
fourth and one.
Best receiver in football. Best receiver in football.
Absolutely. And I'm trying to get it to him instead of running it up the middle. And I know people don't like the pass on fourth and one. You should run it on fourth and one. Somebody in this room said the Super Bowl should have been fourth and, it should be a handoff from Marshawn Lynch. I disagree. But
you disagree with that?
Absolutely. Seattle made the right play call.
I think
Russell Wilson made the wrong third.
No, I think
that was the bootiest call ever.
I think that should have been like a bootleg, at least.
That because it worked earlier in the game where they went the ball when they got
you give the ball to Marshawn Lynch, let him eat them Skittles.
But you could have done that.
The goal line.
We've talked about this. You could have done it on third and one. The problem is Russell Wilson threw it to his outside shoulder, not his inside shoulder. That was a bad throw.
But you don't run a slant that close.
No, because that can happen.
Hell yeah.
You don't run that butt call in the first place.
And you know what?
The throw was bad.
That made me question Russell Wilson's competitive.
Yeah,
his football IQ, because he should have left the sideline and said, hell no, we're not doing that play.
Or do a bootleg.
Let's do something else.
Are you out of your damn mind? I got Marshawn Lynch back here. Yeah. He has rushed for 100 yards in the second half.
Or run a bootleg.
And you had a timeout, so you run the ball.
Look, they were in so much shock at the time. We talked about it when I was at the game. But
they should have two rings.
Right. They should.
They should have two rings.
The next game, we'll talk about the Eagles at the Cowboys.
Game of the week.
Man,
right here.
Ooh, you talking game about I hate week. This week? This is a week I hate.
Eagles week. Cowboys off a bye. All the chatter about Tony Romo back on the field practicing. Is he going to get the job back? I feel like Philly is going to stack the line, and they are going to dare Dak to beat them.
Please.
And if Dak can't complete three touchdown passes because they're stopping the run, the Cowboys will have a – it's going to be tough for them to win. With that said, I think the Cowboys have enough to win, and they should win on Sunday. 24-18. But it's going to be because Dak Prescott went 300 yards passing and three touchdown passes. Because they're going to do what they have to do to stop Zeke Elliott. That would be my defensive game plan.
I'm going with the Cowboys, 20-14. I'm going with Zeke in fear of a Dak planet, baby. I love their wave right now. I'm telling you, man, the Cowboys not playing. And you keep Dak. You don't mess with it. I'm sorry. You just don't mess with it. Romo's the backup now. Can we all agree on that, please?
No.
No?
Here's where I will agree.
I have an answer after this week on that question.
I think two more weeks. You see, when Tony comes back, how it's going. If it's going to go how I think it will go Sunday, all right, I think that this feels like a different team to me. Okay, because I've not had a lot of high hopes for this team. I still don't because it's not playoff time yet. This feels like a different team. It looks like a different team. They blew out Green Bay. They completely blew out Green Bay. I've never seen that since the mid-90s that we've done that to a team.
I love every minute of it. That's why I'm a Dallas fan this season. I love every minute of that
blowout. We blew out completely the Cincinnati Bengals at home. But they weren't even in the game. Every game since game one we were in. We should have won against the Giants. We should have never lost that game. We did because Dak is learning. This week, I'm begging the Philadelphia Eagles to stack 8 in the box. I'm begging you to put 9 in the box. Please leave Dez Bryant one-on-one against your small corners because he will eat you up. Terrence Williams is looking like a different player. Cole Beasley's looking at like a different player. Cowboys are going to win 35-14.
And Dak better have his head on a swivel because Philadelphia is going to be bringing
blitzes. They will bring the blitzes because that means you're going to be one-on-one with Cole Beasley, one-on-one with my boy's coming back this weekend. You know, he's going to be throwing the X up. I'm telling you.
They don't want the Cowboys to do that dink and dunk stuff and eat up the clock.
If you blitz Dak Prescott in that offensive line, you're playing the best offensive line in football. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to be able to do that. But if you leave one-on-one coverage to those wide receivers, which they're going to because you're going to try to keep Zeke away from running, and he's going to hit a long one at one time or another during that game. But I'm going to go to Cowboys 35-14 because this feels like a different team this year. I mean, I ain't talking junk. It just feels like a different team. The defense is playing like one of the best defenses in football because they're not on the field that much.
Oh, Mo Claiborne is like the best corner right now.
I'm amazed. This guy, you know. And we don't have McClain playing. This freaking – Carter's playing anyway, or Durant. The next game, the Vikings at the Bears, Monday night football game.
Vikings.
Bobby's really, he hates this type of year when the Cowboys are doing good, Panthers doing bad. It's, you know, he's moved on already. Who you got?
I'm going to go against my boys. I'm going to go against them. I think Minnesota bounces back after that ugly loss they took on Sunday against Philly. And Jay Cutler's back. He should be able to finally get Alshon Jeffrey a touchdown this season. I say the Vikings 34-14 because that defense is going to be too much for us to handle. They're going to touch Jay Cutler a lot. In that game, they're going to touch him a lot. So,
this is a scary game. I could see the Bears winning this game because Bradford is that type of quarterback. He has one bad game. He has about three more bad games. And I can see y'all taking one pick six to the house this week.
I don't see us getting to him, though. That's the only thing. I don't see us
getting to him. I don't think y'all get to him. I think he'll throw it to you.
He'll throw
it. I don't think you don't have to get to him. You just got to play zone coverage and wait for him to make a mistake because he's going to make the mistakes. I mean, I just – the only problem is so is Cutler.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cutler's going to be – yeah. You know, this could be another 8-turnover game where each quarterback has at least 3 apiece.
And this game's on Halloween, too. So.
Oh, yeah, Halloween night.
This is a different week for Sam Bradford, not going back to Philadelphia and playing your ex-team. Which he had left on bad terms with.
And this is a division game for him, too. So
Minnesota's going to win this game because of defense. Mm-hmm. They're going to win off a pick six.
Right.
But there will be at least a pick six by both quarterbacks.
Yeah, Cutler's good for one.
All right.
Cutler's going to throw one.
Bradford's going to throw one. I'm telling you, both of them are going to throw pick sixes. They'll probably have 3 interceptions apiece. It's going to be the last quarterback that doesn't throw a pick.
Y'all don't know how tough this season's been for me. Y'all just have no idea.
No, trust me. A Cowboys fan understands how tough a season is.
Man.
All right? We ain't won since 95, I know.
Come on, Cleveland. Win 2 games so we can get that first pick.
There you go. That's all you're hoping for, right?
That's it. At this point, yeah.
Let's go into Dummies of the Week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolines, Dummy of the Week. All right, we picked all our games already. Do you have any dummies this week?
The Philadelphia 76ers for pulling 7 Streeter last night from singing the national anthem because she was wearing her We Matters jersey. I mean, it didn't say Black Lives Matter or a specific particular group of people matter. It said we matter.
Does that mean all of us matter?
I want to take it as we as a whole.
I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that. But the Sixers have the right to say you can't wear it. They do. I mean, listen, we come here.
They could have gave her a Sixers jersey then or something to put on while they had the puller.
I can get that, but we... If you go to work, you know, your company's got the right to tell you, no, you can't wear that. They do. I mean, we come here to do our show. They have the right to tell me I'm not allowed with Cowboys jersey. I wouldn't be happy about it, but, hey, if that's the standards of that company, ain't nothing I can do. I mean, I get it, but I agree with you. They could have gave her a Sixers jersey. They could have gave her a Sixers T-shirt. They could have done something else than saying, hey, you can't wear that. Now, I'll give her much credit. You know, at least she wore a shirt that says, we matter. Mm-hmm. You know, because I don't want to get into the
Triple B said, she wasn't talking about a particular group. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the thing that got me.
A group.
I agree.
Gender.
Right.
Or any of that. It's just we.
It just said we. We could mean anybody.
The French use we all the time. We.
Yeah.
Well, no, I know I get that. But, dude, I mean, as a owner of a – I mean, if they want to say no, they have the right to say that. I hope they still paid you your check, Seventh Street.
Now, I love how they booed Designer off the damn halftime show. I was with that. I love that. Get his ass off there.
Panda.
Get out of here.
You don't like Panda.
Oh, gosh. Do you have any other dummies?
That's it for me, man.
Right.
Sticking with the Sixers game, that old ass man that flipped off Russell Westbrook.
Sitting courtside?
Sit your old ass down.
Those are the fans of Philly, man. They're
the worst. They're the worst fans in sports to me.
Oh, we know this.
It's not just Philly fans that do it. We had one last year in Charlotte that did it.
Purple shirt guy.
Because you spend $2,500 a game to go all the Hornets games, which he did it every single game. Listen, man. I wish one of those athletes would turn around and, excuse my language, knock you the hell out because that's what you deserve. If you stand up there and you're listen, I heckle people, but I'm sitting way back in the back. You can't hear me.
Right.
I ain't sitting courtside. I'm not going to sit courtside and say, hey, Russell, you suck. I'm going to talk jump.
Philadelphia in the fourth quarter? Russell Westbrook goes wild. They outscore Philly by 11, 13 points in the fourth quarter and run away with the game.
The most infamous heckler to me goes way back to like mid-80s.
The Bullets.
Robin Ficker.
Yep.
Remember that guy?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
The most famous heckler ever.
Yeah. I mean, to all the greats, Barkley, Jordan, Isaiah, I mean, these guys were ready to.
Spike Lee was that guy for a while. Reggie Miller had to sit him down.
I get if you say you're not good or you want, but my problem is people when they go to the point of talking about somebody's mama, when they go to a point of talking about somebody's wife, daughter, something like that.
And those
you
the,
go personal.
And those are the three. Those are the three things when it comes to trash talking. It's that unwritten rule: don't talk about my mama, yep, my kids, or my woman.
Nope.
Them the three things you don't talk about.
Nope.
People get offended when you start going in those directions.
Yeah, yeah,
man.
Mm-hmm. You don't do that. And that's kind of like man code anyway. You know
what you say about my mama? But yeah, that was the problem with the Hornets guy last year. He went beyond that. He started talking about grabbing the
D-Wade. D-Wade got that sparked that fire, and he's just start knocking down a shot right after shot. Says Charlie,
what you do,
y'all about to
go what you're doing is what you're doing is you just I mean. Giving that player fuel, man. I mean, these are professional athletes, competitive,
tugging on Superman's
competitive.
Cape.
Yep.
I mean, you start talking. I mean, that what Russell Westbrook did last night. I said, damn. And those are bad shots he was taking, by the way, too.
Knocking them down.
Yeah. So I mean,
and we know Russell already is motivated this season. He don't need any more fuel.
Nope.
You give him that Mountain Dew kickstart, man.
Because Russell, after that, Russell looked around like, get his old ass out of here. And they did. Get his old ass.
Hey, he has the right to get him out. That's what. Hey, at least he didn't go after the guy. So yeah, I give him that. Yeah. You got any more? Is that it?
That's my only dummy.
All right.
That old ass man.
I've got a couple. Listen, the New York Giants in the NFL for mishandling this whole Josh Brown incident.
Good one. That was a good one.
NFL has a 6-game suspension rule, but gave him one. I'm going to say it again. We went through this last year with Ray Rice, Greg Hardy, and all these guys. If you put in a 6-game suspension for this guy, suspend him 6 games. Then if you come back with the evidence, hey, he actually the report was false, everything's okay, bring him back early. Bring him back after a game or two. Reduce it. But to continuously screw this up just amazes me. You have a group that works for the NFL for domestic violence, and you still can't get it right.
Can't get right,
you
boss.
Can't get it right. So now you have already – listen, what Josh Brown has done is one of the most heinous acts in all society. I don't care what anybody tells me. You don't lay your hand on your mama. You don't lay your hand on a woman. There are women in bars that come out and fight like a man. Different situation. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about when you're at home with your wife or your girl or whatever, and you beat her, that is domestic violence. NFL still can't get this right. He admitted he hit her. He admitted he did this. He also admitted he was a victim of child abuse.
And not only that, okay? The wife came out 20 plus allegations of abuse.
And right. This man was still kicking.
And he was still
And he was
there.
Beating me some years in fantasy football.
Right.
Because he was kicking 9-10 field goals a game.
Were they money leagues? Because he owes you money.
He owes me money.
You need to send BBB a check.
And then I had him this year, and then you went and got suspended. You definitely owe me some money.
But the Giants, we'll stand by him. He's going to play during this. What? Yeah. What?
They handled it poorly.
Are you kidding me? The same with the NFL. Come on, man. You already ruined Ray Rice's career in the NFL. Listen, I'm not defending Ray Rice, so nobody take that stance. Ray Rice paid his dues, and to this day, I want to play NFL again for free so my money can go to domestic violence situations and shelters and different things.
Yep.
That's a man that wants to be – come on, man. NFL keeps screwing this crap up.
And what is it with NFL players in this? You don't see this in the NBA or
not that you know of.
That we know of. But, man.
Because you can't – Matt Barnes, I thought, you know, woo, him and Gigi or Go-Go or, you know,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
anyway, NFL has to get to a point where they're ahead of these situations. The same with the NFL clubs have to get ahead of this, not behind. And they still ain't got ahead of it. So, anyway, they get a dummy. Twitter rips MKG's jump shot. Someone says he never wants to be as broke as MKG's shot. Mm. Well, I hate to tell you, last night he was making some jump shots. But it was mostly layups and stuff he made last night. But still.
High percentage shots. Yeah. That's cool.
Hey, that's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we'll miss Mark Price with his jump helping people with the shot. Wilson Contreras bat flip after he thought he hit a home run. It was a double. Dude, if you stop bat flipping before the ball goes out, why does people do this?
Because he thought he got it, and the wind out there just pushed it back.
I know, but he could have got a triple out of this.
They were down 6-0.
I know. They could have got a triple. He could have scored. They could have got momentum. And, you know.
And they end up winning game two decisively. No, they did. Anyway, so I hate to see
these premature celebrations.
They're trying to make baseball fun, man. We love to
make it fun. Hey, I don't care. Make it fun, but make sure it's a home run before you start bat flipping.
Yeah, get it out of the park. Then you can carry the bat like, you know, you David Banner or somebody. Yep. You just hulked up on the ball.
Do like Bo Jackson. Break over your knee. Whatever you want to do, man. I don't care. Just make sure it goes out.
He did it well, though.
No, he did. Texans fans start a GoFundMe page we talked about earlier to buy out Brock Osweiler's contract. I love these fans in the NFL trying to buy out contracts.
Come on, stop. Give this man time. It's his first year in the system. He has a lot of pressure on him. He has to figure out the connection with him and DeAndre Hopkins.
Let me tell you what he's got to figure out. Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's his career. That's going to be his career in the NFL. Fitzpatrick and him will go together.
The only difference, Osweiler got a ring.
As a backup.
It don't matter.
Like saying,
he started 5 games.
That's like saying Charlie Whitehurst got a ring as a backup.
Adam Morrison got a ring.
No, I know. And that's great. You got a ring as a backup because you ain't getting another one. You got one more than Cam Newton ever get. Just saying.
Got one more than Tony Romo will get, too.
Tony Romo will get one as a backup.
John Sally has, six?
Yeah.
Six.
Five.
Is it five?
No, it might be
six.
No, it is six. It is. Also, team kicked out of league after trying to sneak in four grown men as a player.
I saw that.
Some guy tried. The team snuck a guy into a where is it?
How you go?
Pee Wee football team kicked out of league after trying to sneak in four grown men.
The 18-year-old, right? Was it the 18-year-old?
How the hell do you sneak in an 18-year-old at the Pee Wee football? He looks bigger than 10, 11 years old,
oh,
guys.
Goodness gracious. You see this guy?
He has a beard.
No, he doesn't.
That's not a beard.
No, you know
that's a 5 o'clock. It's a 5 o'clock shadow
because he just shaved. That kid is. Come on, man. Really, his stuff was. Come on, man.
A little scruffy. a little scruffy on the face.
Man, you're a mature 9-year-old there. Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. All right, because here's one. Do you know who else was this size in Pee Wee football? Andy Reid. Look at this. You can't tell me he was not a full-grown man. That was Andy Reid.
Wait a minute. How old is that? How old is he?
He's 12, 13, 14? 14.
That was the punt pass competition.
Jesus.
Yeah, he was a big
boy. This guy is bigger than the other. And you're getting mad. How you don't know this guy is not a minor?
There's a difference between a punt, pass, and kick competition and playing against these little peewee kids. That's like that little kid that was playing rugby against all those other little kids that was looking to run into them boys. Did y'all see that video?
Yeah, yes. I did.
Oh, my gosh.
Or I take it back to that Little League World Series. Was his name Danny Amante? Amante?
Yeah, he's
about 22.
4 years old.
About 22.
But still, come on, Andy Reid, man, and him about the same. And the last one real fast, Jeff Fisher for sticking with Case Keenum.
I am done with Case Keenum. Yeah, I spoke on that earlier, man. That's crazy.
But anyway, that's it. All right, we got one more segment coming up. We're going to talk about the World Series, college football, basketball, and then Bon Voyage and two words for you. And Sunshine Players of the Week. You got anything else?
Sports is life. Side piece.
And you can catch us everywhere. Stick around.